Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Yeah, three-day weekend. Let's do this.
What holiday is it?
It's not. He's crazy.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the Super Bowl.
You gave us a three-day.
That's right.
Thought we were flying on your jet to the Bucks parade after the big win.
Are you talking to Brent? Does Brent have a jet?
The GOAT parade. That's right.
I'm not the GOAT.
You.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hear from the real GOAT.
Boss Hogg.
In about 20 minutes.
Is that your other name?
Boss.
That's John's name. Boss Hogg.
I think you call him something else.
You call him something else. Well, anyway, I thought we were all going to celebrate. We're not. You're taking that back now. That's just great.
I never.
Well, there goes my good weekend.
Next weekend is a three-day weekend, though. That's good news.
Well, that's next weekend, Sarah.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss the Super Bowl parade, thanks to you.
Or is it 2 weekends from now?
What?
No, it's this weekend. Next weekend, I mean.
It's this Wait.
Okay.
The
yeah.
15th.
It's
keep
next
pushing
weekend.
It further out.
Yeah, I'm just listen.
What are you here to bum us out?
You know what's funny is I was actually as we were getting on the air, I'm like, Sarah, tamp down your enthusiasm for how excited you are that it's Friday. Like, let's start easy. People
when do
don't
you ever
need
do
us.
That? What are you talking
right?
about?
Right.
I know.
So I'm like, I'm kind of trying to tamp it down because, of course, you know, I want to sing and dance and jump around, and I was just rocking out to Panama. And then Vinny comes on like he's shot out of a cannon.
I'm
like,
I'm ready to go. Let's go to Florida and have a party.
Yeah.
I would never do
Tommy!
No, not Tommy.
Florida.
Patty!
COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Just ask my mom. And chatting all morning. I think she's immune. You know?
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy, this is... I cannot wait till we get a little ways away from the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that right now.
You love this and you know it.
No, I don't. Hey, you should hit record on the Zoom meeting because this is just gold. I mean, you just don't know. You don't know when the clip
thanks,
of the day is going to happen.
Sarah.
Sure. That could have been it. You could have been done for the day.
What happened?
The job
nothing even
done.
Happened yet.
The job is never done.
Yeah. No, Vinny. Vinny shot out of a cannon, and your hilarious the goat thing. That's oh god. There's just never been anything funnier on this show.
That's all
it just
stuff.
Continues
so
to just put us into paroxysms of laughter. Oh my god.
You think Tommy's going to be excited to not hear the Boston accent scream his name when he goes down the parade
Tommy!
Path?
Tommy!
Go, Tommy! Get those pads! Get to the... Come on, Tommy! No more interceptions! Come on, Gronk! No more Butterfingers!
You know, what's funny about Gronk, I heard on a sports show yesterday, is the dude's only 31.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The game has just destroyed him, and that's what happens. And there's Tommy going at, you know, 43 or whatever, but yeah. Gronk's just toast.
Hey, Gronk, try to take it easy out there, buddy. Okay, Tommy. You see if you can get me the ball, right? Because I'll take it easy right over the goal line. Here we go. All right, buddy. It's just, you know, relax because you don't want to get hurt anymore. I know. I don't like to be hurt.
You're not a nice lady.
No, you mean I'm the nicest lady.
You took my 3-day weekend party away.
Oh,
and
my
now...
God, I'm not flying. I'm not letting you on my jet.
Yeah, and now you're making fun of Gronk.
Mm. Listen, you can still get
this
on...
This thing sucks! Do it live!
You can still get on the jet with me, but we're going to Hawaii.
Oh, that's not
bad.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
See?
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Oh, really? It's that easy? That easy to get you off the Tom and Gronk train?
You know, I really like the Bucks. I've been cheering for them all season.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I got this fancy hat.
Yeah,
for no reason other than that you're a Bucks fan all of a sudden. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean,
and he's a Tommy fan. I mean, who isn't? That guy's from here. We got to support the local
Sarah
kids.
High School.
Oh, sure.
Hooman used to rub his legs and his
your
feet.
Your boy. He used to have a relationship with him.
Mm. Did I? Or was I in a relationship with a guy who had a relationship?
No, I mean your boy had a relationship with him. Yeah. Yeah. Your boy Hooman. Yeah,
and my boy John. I mean, I have all my boys seem to love Tom Brady.
And now your other boys here. Love Tom Brady as well.
Right.
Oh, my God. I really, just as I can't stand him, everyone's such a fan. It's amazing.
Welcome.
Oh, my God.
Happy
I forgot to say
you.
Thank you.
I'm for Patrick Mahomes, though, Sarah.
Thank you.
Of course you
butt
are.
Butt kisser.
No, I was
Wait,
last year,
okay. Bryn,
I was last
rifle
year,
Rifle off some cuss words at her right now. She deserves it.
All right. Here we go. You mother... I can't believe you're so... ridiculous.
Oh, good one.
You better be careful with that.
Yeah, no, really be careful. I'm telling you, when I tuned in and the question was as simple as butter or margarine, man, you took her head off. I was like, God, I know Bryn is a martial artist, but wow.
Well, she's family, with words. So it's like, it's okay. But
it was also Hooman contributing to it, too. About
I didn't hear the Hooman part, but I was like a guillotine. Her head just...
Clearly, there's a switch where I can turn on and off because I've gone very long without having said any cuss words.
Well, you got a kid. You got a morning show that you do. It's you just got to be careful. You just don't,
That's true.
Sometimes those words are just such a part of our vocabulary that they slip out and you're all, oopsie. It's weird, though. It's like... It's
saying, damn it.
I call it the grandma filter. You know, you ever notice how... Well, I don't know if you swore in front of your parents, Bryn, but, when I was a kid, we certainly weren't swearing in front of my grandma and grandpa, and somehow I didn't swear in front of them, It's like somehow I don't swear on the show most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Let's not go polishing our fingernails on that one, thank you.
Right. Well, listen, after it's almost been 24 years just on this frequency. Like, this is, there weren't 24 slips. I'm at least averaging less than one a year.
Let's just be glad we have the dump button, and that's worked out well for us.
It certainly has. You know that we got that installed when, was it Dennis Leary came in? Like, we didn't have a dump button
record,
when we started.
I've always wanted to do the show live. Like, I don't want to pre-record calls, and we stopped pre-recording calls in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got to have a dump, and you got to have a delay, and that was like one of those things on Lewis's list where you're like, no, it has to happen now. It can't.
Right.
Don't turn the page. We need that immediately.
Well, it was good that we had Dennis Leary on because that's when we got it, and it was a good thing we had it because he did drop at least 4 or 5 F-bombs, and we were like, you're getting some solid use out of this new bleep machine.
Yeah, that guy remains. Remember how he hung most the morning? That was another one of those moments on our show where I was really stoked because that guy just stayed and hung out. And he was like, I like you guys. Let's do another.
We're like, you want to stay? We'll keep doing it's the Dennis Leary show. We're fine with that.
He was fine.
I know. The olden days, we really did just someone would come in and they'd come in pretty early, get there at 7 and hang through the rest of the show. It was fun. Chappelle used to do that. Can't think of the guy's name. There was another, he was a black comedian who had a show. I want to say it was just like a Fox comedy or something. And he came by a couple of times and just stayed the morning. And then Scott used to just come and stay the whole morning. And
you're talking about Damon Wayans?
It wasn't Damon Wayans. It was another, although he came on a couple times too, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about, but anyway.
D.L. Hughley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, that just popped into my mind. Wow. That guy came on a few times and hung out. It was fun. Chappelle would just look at us and we'd, you know, be being us goofy and I hate white people. Just on the air. Oh, don't say that, Dave. Come on, man. We're trying to be cool. Like, yeah, well, good luck. You're booing yourself. I'm like, then why are you staying? I don't know. It's fine.
He's
where
calculated,
else am I going to go?
I mean, he says those things, but he's super calculated.
Yeah. He was fun. Oh, we used to have this other dude on. Remember, he had a daughter named Fanula. He would come on all the time, too.
Well, you know who came on a lot and wanted to give it to you hard was, what's that guy's name? The lady comedian named her kid after the guy. She's not Chappelle.
Oh, Dave. Damn it. Gene Attell.
Dave Attell.
Yeah.
That guy, I used to sit there and like go, you guys, I'm right here. Why are you? I mean, I'm sorry.
I guess at one point I had to excuse myself.
No,
and then I was like,
"It's about to happen.
Please
it's
don't.
About to
it
go
was
down.
Never about to go down.
Oh, it was.
No, it wasn't. Dave, I had to be like, Dave, listen, you need to back up at least 2 feet. And he was fun. And he was a fun guest and stuff. But it actually got. Didn't we like stop having him on? Like it got kind of awkward off air.
You guys were really. Too close.
No, he was really too close.
Right in my face.
No. Oh, my
like
God.
Like, I'm
so,
not
God,
even
you're
here.
You're so jealous whenever I'm talking to some other guy.
Right. Exactly right.
Like, I laughed at, oh, Dave, what fun. How funny. And Vinny's all,
well, you guys are talking nose to nose.
No,
and
Vinny.
I'm right there next to you going, okay, I'll go. I get it.
Well, first of all, guests would be on the other side of the board next to you. So maybe the nose to nose, maybe you were just uncomfortable with the nose to nose.
I'm talking about the cigarette breaks we used to take back when we both smoked down at the bottom of the Embarcadero.
That was when it got very, I was like, you need to take a couple steps back. You're too close. I think we wound up having him not come on anymore because it got.
Because of that?
Because it got weird.
He wanted it. And by it, I mean Sarah.
No. Well, John says guys will bang anything, so.
That's not nice. He shouldn't say that. I'm sure you've said many mean things to him, and he's, you know, that's a some kind of rebuttal, but.
We are pretty mean to each other, but he, no, he said it the one time. He said it the one time, and he.
When you're trying to look really good.
I was trying, I'm like, is this, what about this? Is this all right? He goes, just don't worry about it, Sarah. Dudes will bang anything. And that was, and I was so not the thing to say, and so that's become the running
hilarious.
Joke.
I'm sure it was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a joke now, that's for sure.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's turned into that thing that he said that one time that I never let go of.
Of course.
So I think I'm, barring any sort of Cameron emergencies, I think we're doing our random hookup happy hour today.
At a random time, for sure, because Anita does have work today, so it's gonna be one of those days. Just one day.
Random, so, you know, keep your eyes on the Clarky Clark Instagram.
You know,
we'll go live.
She works the normal amount of hours that people work. Actually, more than that. So.
Well, your attitude is appreciated, for sure, but it's not cool, and you know it.
Yeah, I didn't make her.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.